Time for Friday food news and reviews. With us this week, you hear him engaging in food fights with John Landecker here at night. Dan Levy, who also does the Barguments podcast, where he argues about everything. Good morning, Dan.
Top of the morning, Bob. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm anxious to hear your reviews of sub sandwiches. We asked Dan to check out Subway, Jersey Mike's, and Jimmy John's. We're bombarded with commercials, and we need to know who's best and what you thought of those sandwiches, and who would you like to talk about first, Dan?
Well, Bob, being a sub connoisseur, I was telling the producer that I've had all of them.
Of course, I've had
every sandwich from every one of these places more than once, I should say. But I'll say this from top to bottom: if you're gonna go the sub route, Subway is the original one. It's the OG. It's the first one to ever build your own anything chain. Before Chipotle, before any of these places, Subway is the first one that you would think of when you want to customize your meal. And it's probably the least of the good ones on all these. The ingredients are often prepackaged. The bread is okay. And the food is decent.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy John's is the step up. But the best part about Jimmy John's is that it's fast. Before you've even paid for the sandwich, there's a guy rifling it right at your stomach saying, "Here you go. Here's your sandwich."
Is that just because they recognized you, Dan, and they gave you special service?
I may walk in with a special panache knowing that I'm walking out of there with six subs at least at once. I do enjoy a good Jimmy John's sandwich. And the mayo is actually pretty good over there, too. But the only problem with Jimmy John's is that there's no hot sandwiches, and it's all just prepackaged. You can't really customize anything in any kind of a way. It's all just kind of what it is they have, but it's really fast. So if you're in a rush, I just need to slam something real quick, Jimmy John's is the way.
Don't they warm up stuff like cheese or something?
Jimmy John's, it's just all cold subs. Get it out as fast as it can. Subway's got the toaster. But Jersey Mike's, that's the best one. They got the griddle. You could do everything Mike's way, which is a flavor bomb. It's oil, vinegar, oregano, onions, and more. And they even have this little special hot relish, this red spread that they pour on there. And they actually slice the meats right in front of you. It looks like you're at a Jewel Deli slicer guy. They just do it right there in front of you. And that's the best way to go. The problem is, with Jersey Mike's, there's not enough locations. Subway probably has more locations than Starbucks at this point. But Jersey Mike's, if you could find one, that's the better way to roll.
So they're crowded, probably take longer to fill your order. Is that what you're saying?
It takes a little longer. Everything is made to order. You can customize it right then and there. You could do the hot bar side or the hot griddle, where you could do a Philly cheesesteak, the big kahuna, which is always a go-to. Or you could do the number 9, which is the Italian. It's got everything to it. It's got the Mike's way. It's just a phenomenal one. It's got hot bacon. They have a jar, a big vat of bacon right next to the spot where you can customize. And I think I'd much rather just have a sandwich of bacon if I could, to be honest.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's more expensive than Subway or
Jersey
Jimmy
Mike's
John's?
Definitely more expensive, but you're paying for the better sub. I mean, it's just a better quality. It's the better size and the better ingredients, and everything is as fresh gets. I mean, the sandwiches, again, the meats are being cut right in front of you. You're looking at the deli slicer. You're seeing them do everything right there, back there. It's perfect.
And if you're just comparing the bread at all three, any big differences there?
You know, I would actually say that Subway's got the better bread, because that one actually looks like they're baking it fresh, whereas I would say Jersey Mike's, the bread is really heavy. It's a heavier kind of a bread. It's a heavier quality. And then I would say with Jimmy John's, it's just, you know, flat out, you know, Italian bread, which is good, but there's nothing fancy to it. It's either that or a piece of whole wheat bread. And to be honest, if I'm going to the sub route, I got to ask for a piece of whole wheat bread. I'm pretty disappointed in myself.
Yeah, I remember a while back a story about Subway bread and yoga mats. That's not an issue anymore, I hope.
Well, if it is, then I guess I'm being fit as well. I guess I'm looking out for my... I'm actually doing some more exercise while eating that kind of bread. I've heard those rumors for years. I've heard rumors about Taco Bell meat. You've heard rumors about the chicken nuggets at McDonald's. At this point, I don't know. If you want to go really healthy, make something at home. But if you're going to enjoy yourself, let's let those go, and let's eat some food.
Okay, so you've got Jersey Mike's at number one, Jimmy John's 2, and Subway 3.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's only if you're going to go outside the Chicago sub places, because in Chicago, they got better. You can find so many better sandwiches around town. But if you're going to go the chain route, Jersey Mike's, I would put number one. I would put Jimmy John's two and Subway last. But Subway, again, the original, and you can customize that thing any way that you want to in case there's an option there that doesn't suit your needs.
So do you consider Potbelly not a chain? You consider them more local?
I would consider
local?
Potbelly a chain, but to be honest, I think Potbelly is really only regional to us. I've been in other markets and other places, and they have no idea what a Potbelly is. But if we're just doing Chicago over here, mm-hmm. I would put Potbelly almost one and two with Jersey Mike's, because those sandwiches are hot. And if you can get a hot toasted sandwich, that's, for me, that's the way to roll.
There you go. The world of subs, according to Dan Levy.
These are the things I dream about, Bob.
We'll get a break in here now, and then we'll talk about some places to dine outside as we get into the summer weather. WGN. Back with one of our Friday food correspondents, Dan Levy. Dan, breaking sub news, we're told now Jimmy John's does offer a brand new toasted sandwich. You can get it toasted
really?
There now. That's right.
Well, it looks like my lunch plan just got filled up.
That is just into our newsroom, or maybe it was just into our lunchroom. I'm not sure, but that's the story. Dan Levy is on with John Landecker. You hear him with the food fights. I really enjoyed your debate about Dunkin' versus Krispy Kreme, Dan. Very amusing, and it made me want to eat both of those.
Which one is your favorite?
You know what? The Krispy Kreme, I get them, and you put the original glaze in the microwave for about 5 seconds. Hard to beat that.
And it's hard to beat when you can get it right off that conveyor belt. If you go to an actual place where you find an actual Krispy Kreme, that conveyor belt donut is the greatest thing of all time.
Oh, yeah. The red light, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about patios. And are these places you checked out and you're going to talk about new this year? Or have these restaurants always had outside areas to dine?
A good chunk of them are ones that have been there for years. But there is a new one by Joe Flom. He's the one that owns Rosemary BLVD Steakhouse. And he's got this new Italian theme one. And it's called Il Carsofo? I have no idea. I don't speak Italian, but this guy does amazing stuff. He's got amazing steaks, and this is more of like kind of a old Italian villa kind of a place. Hmm. With they got the wood, the dark woodstone pizzas, and they got a huge dining space. They even make like a wood fire pizza with Parmesan atop, bright pomodoro sauce. Hmm. They got the Roman mac and cheese, which is just like the cacio e pepe. But that one is a really good place to go if you want to do the outside patio style.
And where is that, Dan?
This one is going to be actually right on 1045 West Fulton Street.
Let's talk about some other spots that you can recommend to us in other areas of the city. What do you like?
I always like hitting the Logan Square area. I used to live in that area. And the Bang Bang Pie and Biscuits, they have their own new patio that they're doing, or they're just kind of adding to it. They have their key lime pie, which is probably the best pie you're going to get over there. But they also have some savory stuff. They got biscuits and gravy. They've got all kinds of different kinds of salads that they're offering these days, which, to be honest, I'm not really sure about salads. But if you're going to do the pies, mm-hmm. that's the place you're going to want to try.
A lot of these places advertise that they're dog-friendly, don't they?
Yes, there's a bunch of ones that are dog-friendly, and some of them you can actually go to where they even have goat-friendly things. So there's all kinds of different places
what?
That you can go
goat-friendly?
To.
Goat-friendly?
There are goat-friendly places that you can try, and that's kind of the places you got to look out for. Some of them are dog-friendly, and you never know which ones might be coming around with a little baby goat, so you'll see.
Okay, if you say so.
There is the tap room. It's just 15 minutes from the United Center. It's very dog-friendly, very family-friendly. And if you're doing anything right in the United Center or doing anything in that area, that's a good place to kind of meet up and hang out before a concert or a game or anything around the United Center.
The tap room, you said?
Yeah, that's a good spot to go to.
All right, and let's see, time for one more good al fresco place, Dan.
Well, if you're going to be in the Lakeshore Edgewater area, there's a place called Aurora on the Lake. It's a new beachfront bar, restaurant. It's got some really good, the seafood, the lobster nachos, coconut shrimp, frozen cocktails, and my favorite, the tabletop s'mores. Yeah. That's always a place to go to. So if you're on that Edgewater Lakeshore Drive area, that's a good place. And also the Grill Room Chop House and Wine Bar, that's in the Theater District. drink. So if you're going before and after a show, that's a good place to hit up as well.
Tis the season. A lot of these places now have sort of blocked off their sidewalks for this, haven't they?
Yes, they have, and it's been really cool. I love it's a really cool thing that Chicago does, where especially right around LaSalle Street, they cut off a lot of those streets, and you can kind of go in between a couple of those places, try out different stuff, different kinds of appetizers, and it's a really cool thing that they do here now in the summers in Chicago.
Yeah, Clark Street is where it's at. And it's Dan Levy, and his podcast is Barguments, and he argues about food with John Landecker here at night. Dan, thank you.
That is one good way to summarize my career. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Pleasant weekend to you. Thank you.
You too.